AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The release of WNBA star Brittany Griner in exchange for an arms dealer in Russia means American Paul Weyland is still being held in Russia on espionage charges. The Biden administration was pushing for the release of both of them. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It was a choice between bringing home one American or bringing home none. And we brought one home today.
South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley is a friend of Griner. She told the AP the women's basketball movement made this release happen.
Not a whole lot of people could have handled that situation, you know, but Brittany's strong. You know, Brittany is one of us. And, you know, I'm full. My heart is full knowing that she's coming home.
Paul Weyland's family says the Biden administration made the right decision by agreeing to the swap, but they're devastated Weyland remains behind. The House gave final approval to a bill protecting same-sex marriages. California Democrat Judy Chu says the idea behind the same-sex marriage bill comes after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
The Supreme Court's actions this summer have shown us that we cannot take our rights for granted. No one should have to live in fear that a Supreme Court decision could invalidate their marriage in the blink of an eye.
The House has passed a defense bill that would rescind a coronavirus vaccine mandate for service members. It now goes to the Senate, where it's expected to pass easily and then to President Biden to be signed into law. Iran says it has executed a prisoner convicted for a crime allegedly committed during the country's ongoing nationwide protest. Nearly 66 years after the battered body of a young boy was found stuffed inside a cardboard box, Philadelphia police say they finally uncovered the boy's name, Joseph Augustus Zarelli. The homicide investigation remains open, and authorities say they hope publicizing Joseph's name would spur a fresh round of leads. This is AP News. Hundreds are on strike at a big New York newspaper.
For the first time in more than 40 years, there's a walkout at the New York Times. Members of the News Guild of New York say they're fed up with bargaining that's dragged on since their contract expired nearly 2 years ago, with both sides said to be far apart on pay increases and working remotely. A spokeswoman for the paper says the one-day walkout is a surprise because she says they're still negotiating. She says the New York Times has alternative coverage plans, including using international reporters and others who are not union members. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Jalen Smith has been elected mayor of Earle, Arkansas. Smith is 18 years old and is in college. He's among the youngest mayors elected in the country and would be the youngest member of the African American Mayors Association. Smith graduated from Earle High School in May. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.